the Conserve Exhibit, and the Fair of Parma. During the 1930s, the Italian conserve industry went through an important phase of expansion. Nevertheless, it was necessary to instill a deeper sense of trust in the product, both in Italy and abroad, and at the same time to make it possible for manufacturers to upgrade to the best level of technical and scientific knowledge. Therefore, the idea of an institution which would oversee these functions was developed, especially through the powerful tool of an annual trade show, which would be a privileged place for meeting for the exchange of the most advanced experiences both in technology and in food processing. It was the experimental station, through the work of its director Francesco Emanuele, which promoted the idea of a trade show with the public administration, gaining the favor of the town of Parma, of the province administration, of the Council of Corporations, and of the conserve industry owners. Architect Gino Robuschi designed the first project in 1935. The project, which was certainly functional and rational, encountered the obstacle of a lack of economic resources. So, after the first project was set aside, the experimental station started a fund search at the national level. Finally, on May 15, 1939, a constituting act with its relative statute was issued. In 1939, the town of Parma began to build a landmark building in the neoclassical style in the northern area of the Ducal Park on a design by engineer Ugo Pescatori. This was later called Pavilion A. But the building was not finished and consigned to the institution until 1941. The trade show was called the First Conserve Exhibit, and after various postponements, was held from the 1st to the 20th of September, 1942, starting a tradition of shows held in the month of September. In a trade show landscape dominated by great exhibits and by a large number of more or less generic market shows, the Parma exhibit proposed a new kind of event, based on specialized topics, and it became a trend-setting example in the years after the war. After the terrible days of World War II were over, in the middle of the 1950s, the exhibit could be rightly defined as a spectacular international landscape of new developments and technical improvements, and it became the basis on which the Parma Fair was launched and the modern-day Cibus was created in 1985, which is now held in the new fairground headquarters, which are located along Highway A1.